I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you ever have a celebrity retweet you or repost you or something like that? In my mind, it must be very exciting for that to happen.
Yeah.
And you're so excited.
Yeah.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean. John had a very exciting thing happen. Go ahead, John.
I did. So I am a huge James Taylor fan. My four-year-old son's name is James because of the song Sweet Baby James.
Wow.
And James Taylor reposted a video of me playing one of his songs, his very first hit, Something in the Way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It was.
Here's the
James Taylor's still alive, right?
James Taylor is still alive and just played in this town last week, Raven.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I missed
it. No, when he originally told me, I had to Google, too. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wasn't sure if he was still alive. But then I'm like, well, if he reposted it, he had to still be alive. But
I mean, this is one of the contributors to the Great American Songbook. You're both completely out of touch. This is ridiculous, but continue.
He has two first names.
How old is James Taylor? Oh, he's 75. He's 75. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Here's what I was trying to figure out. Do you think that James Taylor is actually running his own social media?
Certainly not. 1,000, 2,000% not.
So I know. It's kind of one
still
of those
good,
things.
Though.
It's still cool that whoever runs the social media acknowledged you, reposted you, and like kind of gave you that plug, especially for somebody that you obviously have high regard for.
Do you see the subtle minimization that's happening right here?
I tried to pick up on it early.
From the beginning?
But I'm trying to help you out.
No, it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal. I think it's super cool. And I was just thinking, like, if the rest of us were trying to do that, would we have any success in trying to do that? I don't know. Do you think if we try to get the attention of a celebrity, like we made it a competition, every day we would post something like through the end of the week where we would try to get the attention, a like, acknowledgement that we exist from some celebrity, would we be able to actually do it like producer John did?
Well, my question is, though, Anna, I'm not saying that you are without talent. Clearly, here we are on the show that bears your name. I'm just saying, you know, I used my talent to get this attention. I don't know what you would do.
So you're saying
exactly.
We have no talent.
Right.
I don't know.
What will we do?
I'm wondering. I'm curious. Right. I'm curious.
Conversation for another time, but I just want to let everyone know I had to Google who James Taylor was. Let's move on.
All right. If we could get the attention of one celebrity, who would that celebrity be? But we only had 4 days to do it by Friday.
Gosh, what's the level of celebrity that I need?
Somebody probably very low for you. I would say,
right. How do we feel about local weatherman?
No.
Gosh.
All right, Sean, who do you think you could get the attention of?
You know what? I'm gonna shoot for the stars here, and I'm gonna look at Ryan Reynolds.
What? Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me like Ryan Reynolds is probably busy.
I feel like if I do this right and jokingly, you know, in his kind of comedic sense of humor there, I think I could get his attention. So
I'm definitely not going to be that ambitious, I can tell you that.
All right. John, who, if you could get somebody else's attention by Friday, who's it going to be?
Well, I mean, listen, I already got, you know, one of the great songwriters of all time. So let's go for the double. I'm going to go out with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I'm going to go out on a date with Taylor Swift.
That's not.
Wait a minute. What?
That's
I'm going to go out on a date with Taylor Swift.
All right.
I was Googling celebrities that I could try to get
did
here.
Did you need to Google Taylor Swift like you did James Taylor?
No.
I bet you didn't.
Just all right. Saying that.
Raven, who are you
going
after?
Not
going
to happen. I'm going to go for Cesar Millan. He's into dogs. I'm into dogs. I figure like
that's unemployed now.
I'm gonna shoot my shot.
Available.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Figure that's what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna go for J-Lo. Why the heck not?
What?
I feel like you said talent. I'm gonna show her how I could drop it like a fly girl and see what that does.
Just watch out for your knee because you had that surgery.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
You know your knees.
All right. Let's all try. Let's report back tomorrow. See how we do.
Oh gosh. High hopes.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big.